That's B.O.B. and Bruno Mars and Nothing On You on the beat of MK. This is MK FM. So this lunchtime we're joined by Nick Wilson. Hello, Nick.
Hello there, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. So you was in the military at some point with the RLC.
That's right, yep.
And you got injured. We'll talk about that in a second. You're just releasing a book about the transition from life in the military to being a civilian and trying to find work.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the things that's becoming a bigger and bigger issue.
Yeah.
Especially this year, it's coming out more, and integrating veterans into employment with businesses.
And I don't know about you, but have you seen that advert on the TV at Trevor McDonald? It's an advert, and he's talking about that when you see things through your eyes, that it can change you for life.
Oh, yeah, the Specky's one.
Yeah, and it's quite an interesting thing and quite thought-provoking, because I guess that if you are serving your country, and, you know, we'll talk more about this with you in a second, you've been in Iraq, you've been in Kosovo, I guess the things that you see does change you as a person, let alone if you end up leaving the military with some type of injury like you have.
Yeah, exactly, and it's not just what you see. Obviously, you've got that impact and how that affects you, but you've also got your surroundings, you know, your brethren and the feeling of being a part of a very close-knit group, and how you interact within that and the levels of trust. You know, you live by a set values and standards, you know, which is within the book, and when you live your life to these specific sets of values and standards, to then come out to a society that doesn't live by them as much, that alone is quite eye-opening.
And what is the RLC? Because I haven't heard of that before.
It's the Royal Logistic Corps.
Right.
So it's actually one of the largest corps in the British Army.
Right, okay.
So it's huge. Sorry, right. Darren, but it's massive. So it's made up of you've got your chefs, your pioneers, well, what was pioneers, they're defunct now, and then you've got your driver trade, your bomb disposal, your EOD specialists. So it's made up of a culmination.
So it's more of a, is it more of a support network?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. For the front line and...
Yeah, so for myself, when I was at, because I was based at Dalton Barracks in Aberdeen for most of my career, and we supported the artillery. So effectively, we would bring all their artillery shells, kit and equipment, etc., to the secondary line. Obviously, not front line, we'd be in artillery. But then when Iraq kicked off, instead of being the kind of Cold War tactics where you had a front line and a rear echelon, etc., it was a 360 degree war, the battlefield. So there was no front line anymore.
Right.
So, you know, we would go out deployment to FOBs, forward operating bases, and we would take all their kit and equipment and supplies to them. You know, when you're going that far out and they're just posted in the middle of absolutely nowhere. So even if, you know, we'll take the post to them,
right.
It can be more important than bombs and bullets to a certain extent,
sure.
You know. Nice fresh bog roll. Well, you know, when you're out there for for months on end, you know, having that kind of stuff, you laugh about it, and obviously that camaraderie is what they kind of take the mick out of us and all that kind of thing. But trust me, when you're out there in a FOB in the middle of nowhere to get these kind of, to get your post delivered and to get these kind of luxuries delivered to you, it can really change you and help you from a mental perspective.
So you've written the book then, which we'll talk more about in a second, about making the transition from serving your country into society and finding a job. I guess this is something that you've experienced difficulties with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Transition. I've been out 4 years now,
right.
And I still see myself as still transitioning. It's not something that happens straight away. And within the first year or so, probably, you kind of think maybe you're on a holiday, effectively, away. You doesn't click in that you're actually not in the part of that group anymore. And then it starts impacting you on the actual differences that there are in the outside world. And for me, I went straight into business. So I started my own chauffeur company in Oxfordshire, and I made a success of that and turned it into £250,000 turnover in 2.5 years. But the difficulties and the relationships that I ruined, destroyed, kind of, you know, broke through that period of time was purely out of my own naivety and the problems that I had because of the transition. I was expecting people to act a certain way. They didn't, and I wasn't acting that corporate way, if you like.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you more about your service and how you got injured after the latest travel and Zara Larsson, which is on the way next.
The Mid-Morning Show with Beat.
Zara Larsson, AMI4 on the Beat of MK. This is MKFM. So with Nick Wilson this lunchtime. He's written a book about what it's like being a soldier and then finding yourself back into society. So we touched on this a little bit earlier. You've obviously left the RLC and you've got a spinal injury.
Yep.
And also post-traumatic stress as well.
Yeah.
And you know, you see on the news all the time about servicemen that have left, you know, maybe they've got a limb missing, and that's quite obvious. But I guess that if you're suffering from mental illness, it's that much harder to kind of get yourself some support.
It is. I mean, so post-traumatic stress disorders, what I've got is it's very complicated, I suppose, to try and describe it and to understand it for us as individuals, let alone anyone else out there. And it's very much classed as the hidden wound, the unsighted wound, because obviously you can't see it. And there is a lot of support, don't get me wrong. You've got combat stress, and the rehab. I went there for a 2-week rehabilitation, so I've been down there. But that's just kind of one element. There's other organisations that have started to get set up and that. So there is more help now than what there was. But compared to the likes of America, I would say America's 5 to 8 years ahead of the UK on how they look after their veterans, you know, the discounts they provide, and the organisations and the corporate companies now, the CFOs, CEOs and top management, a lot of them are veterans because they've really understood how transferable the military skills are and how valuable they are to business, and they've captured that.
Okay.
You know, and really jumped on board, whereas the corporate companies over in the UK haven't really done that as yet.
So who's your book aimed at, really? It's called The Business Battlefield, and it obviously is about the journey from being on the battlefield into, you know, society and finding a job and supporting yourself again. Is it really aimed at fellow servicemen or across the board?
Yeah, it's more aimed at veterans who are coming out or who already have, come out and transitioned. It's more towards them, but it's also, you know, the chapters are based on the values and standards of the British Forces. Okay, so that's courage, discipline, respect, integrity, loyalty, and selfless commitment. If you take each of those values independently on their own, they're very transferable into business. And the landscape's changed now within the corporate world, whereas values, ethics, you know, the business ethos, that is now very, very much a part of the vision, mission, strategy for any corporate company. So understanding that, and for the veterans how to understand that and how to transfer them across, what does it mean? How does it really impact on civilian street? But also if you're within any kind of business, to read it and then to look at yourself, and are you actually instilling these values in your own corporate business? It's that kind of look. So I would say, you know, it's not your typical business book read. It's very short. It's only 70 pages. It's not a long-winded. It's not meant to be. It's very much gloves off, straight to the point, cut to the bone, and, you know, a very open, honest account of the transition.
All right, you've been talking to our local MP, Mark Lancaster, about this. We'll find out more after this from Everything But The Gal. This is Missing on MKFM. Everything But The Gal and Missing on the Beat of MK. This is MKFM. So Nick Wilson is with us this lunchtime. He's just released a book called The Business Battlefield, which is all about a soldier's journey back into society. So you've been speaking to Mark Lancaster, really, recently.
Well, not quite as yet. The email's gone back and forth, and the Milton Keynes Chamber of Commerce are on the ball with it this week. They're meeting with him this week for me, so we can try and get a meeting going. Because I know he's a big believer in forces, and he's actually part of the government working with veterans, etc.
Yeah.
Because
he's still involved in defence, and he still spends, you know, quite a bit of time.
Yeah, exactly, within his constituency, you know, and so the idea is to meet with him, because I really want to work with him and the local council to raise awareness of the value that military skills, and more importantly, veterans have to businesses, and to try and get the big corporate PLC corporate companies and SMEs that are around Milton Keynes, of which obviously there's thousands of them, if we can get them on board, get them to sign up to the Armed Forces Covenant, and to really, you know, start understanding the skill sets and how transferable they are into any industry.
And I think that's the main point, really, is the transferable skills.
Exactly, yeah. You know, people are worried that veterans come with baggage because of mental health problems, etc. Mental health in the workplace is a massive issue anyway, and it's going to be, it's a big topic this year, and will be for a long period of time. Anyone can come with mental baggage, so they shouldn't be concentrating on that. You know, anyone in society has baggage nowadays. Let's look at the skills, independent skills that everyone has, and the Deloitte report that came out in November last year highlights the research that actually veterans will increase your retention, decrease absenteeism, and all round add value to your team and your current workforce. And with the skills that you can employ from a veteran, it is now a sound business decision rather than ticking that corporate social responsibility box.
So a pound from the book is donated to the Veterans Charity. It's available to buy on Amazon. It's called The Business Battlefield Soldier's Journey. And also, you're looking for local bookshops to stock this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. If there's any independent bookstores around the region, I know you've got Waterstones. I don't know how independent they can act. But if someone would like to get in touch with us, if they would like to stock some of the books, it'd be amazing. We'll do some PR and media with you and just try and get them out there. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, and how can they get in contact with you?
If they go on my website, there's contact details on there, or they can email me on inspireme@wilsonslife.co.uk.
All right, and the website again is?
It's www.wilsonslife.co.uk.
All right, Nick, well, thanks for coming in today. It's good to find out about your experience
your
and
time,
also
Darren.
About the book as well.
Cheers, bud.
Thanks. The Mid-Morning Show with